Ew. What is up? Welcome to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is Remick Benice live on air. Boom. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. Boom, if you want to call in, that's 718-928-9732. We'll be talking that trash. But we'll be playing some music somewhere in the middle. We'll be talking about the news of the day. I hope everybody's well. This is the I Told You So show. All right, keep it locked on me. All right. Boom, boom, boom. Hold on. Let me go get some love and find out what's going on here. This is great. Anyway. All right, moving forward. I'm going to get some things fixed and everything like that. But, yeah, welcome. It is now Wednesday. Boom, the time is now 7 and change. I'll be here for the whole hour discussing whatever's on your mind. Yes, once again, you can call in at 718-928-9732. This is RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Hey, guys, wouldn't it be amazing to see your community radio station represented at South by Southwest? What? Yes, South by Southwest. That's right. Well, you can help Radio Free Brooklyn make it happen by doing one simple thing. Vote. And here's how you can do it. Just head over to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/SXSW to cast your vote for our panel, the DIY radio and local music communities. Voters will help choose the panels for South by Southwest 2018. And the most votes we get, the better chance we can take the Radio Free Brooklyn show on the road. All right. So find out more information and cast your vote by going to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/SXSW. Make sure to tell your friends, too. OK. And voting ends on August 25th. All right. And thank you for being part of the Radio Free Brooklyn community. Yeah. Anyway, moving forward. Folks, it's been a wonderful day. What can we say? Folks, do you hear that in the background? That's the trumpeter. And he's telling you, I told you so. I told you this dude was nothing but a farce and a liar. Woo! I tell you, my God, I cannot believe it. You know, for all the people who are like, oh, well, you know, he's not a racist, but he's got a whole lot of racist friends. You know, did anybody not see that one coming? Oh, let me guess. Everybody told you. Everybody. You know, for all you apologists out there, you know, who want to take time and, you know, give him a chance and everything. I'm like, you know what? Tell you what. You lay down on those tracks and you wait for that train to come dismember you in like 500 pieces. Good luck with that. But the cavalry already came, you know what I'm saying, put out the fire, you know, saved the women and the children. And they told you, look, this is your only way to get out of town. And yet none of you were listening. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Not mine. I already told you, hey, this dude is nothing but trouble. Please believe me. All right. I know you want to hold your nose and you want to vote for him because this economy is not necessarily working out the way you think it should be. But guess what? It's not 1945 anymore. You know, go like if you want more money, go find a side hustle or get your own business. Do something. You know, you got to do more. You got to do more to get more. All right. But lo and behold, you trusted this one. Ah, my God. You trusted him. And what did he do? He sided with the most reprehensible people in our society. And I do say that. Like, I would say beneath us, beneath white supremacists or Nazis, I would say are like, you know, child molesters. I would say right there. No, there you go. They're like, maybe one and 1A, I would guess. But I'm going to go child molesters is the worst. Nazis right behind them. Easy. That's just an easy vote for me. But hey, not what you got, Trumpito. No. 45 Savage. No, that's his boys. That's his peoples. How is he going to say no to his peoples? What are you going to do? You going to say no to family? You can't say no to family. That's right. That's right. Trump knows never say no to family. That's right. And all of y'all slack-jawed yokels with your mouths wide open like, I can't believe he said that. Shut up. Shut your mouths. Told you so. Told you so. Told you so. Told you so. I'm not beneath saying the words I told you so over and over again for the whole hour, you know, with some instrumental playing in the background. Because I will do it. You can call in and kiss my black ass while I do it. That's right. I said it. Y'all should have seen this coming. We told you. I told you. You know, and you want to feel bad? Enough. Oh, my God. You know, being black in America, we saw this coming. We saw this coming before election night. Before election night, we laughed. We had a good laugh about it because we were like, you know what? These fools ain't dumb enough to, like, put him in office. Like, oh, my God. You know what he would do? And like, and we spelled this out. We're not even like Nostradamus. We're just playing out the Vegas odds. We just knew the playbook. I mean, because I'm gonna let y'all know right now. You think this is bad? Woo-hoo-hoo. Wait till the end of the year. You like this dude? Mad tricks up the sleeve. Mad tricks up. He's got so many tricks up the sleeve. I'm telling you right now, he's like the worst. The worst. But all I can offer is I told you so. I know. It's juvenile. It's wrong. It doesn't necessarily comfort anybody. But we're going to be all right, though. We're going to be all right. And I'll tell you why. Regardless if I told you so, look, things can be fixed. We can make our way out of this. All right. We got to be careful, though. All right. There's a lot of pitfalls, you know what I'm saying, before impeachment and 3.5 years from now. All right. All right. But anyway. I love you all for everybody listening. Y'all keep it locked. All right. I'm going to play a little buddy for you. All right. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. You listen to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. All right.
One's about the KOs, the knockouts out there who I call my
Hold
buddy.
Up. Wait a minute.
Now just wait. We're gonna talk about Buddy on this plate. But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out.
The jungle, the brothers, the brothers.
De La Soul, on a roll. Black medallions, no gold. Hanging out with bars, hanging out with mates. Buddy, y'all in my face.
Fold the lap. Zimbrowski must wear a cap, just in case the young girl likes to clap. Aim for the win, but before I begin, I initiate the body with a slap.
I drop the beat for the fighter from a tribe called Quest. When I see Buddy, I will never half step. I just do her tribal style and then jet. The buddy that I like is to be sexy and nice, just good enough for the one they call Fife. A brown skinned buddy with shoulder length hair, nice firm breast and a round area.
For the next, I'm the keeper from a tribe called Quest. And if you quest for the buddy, don't fess. If the Jimmy wants nothing but the best,
the best,
the best. Let's stick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch.
Stick him up, Jimmy.
Nets won't be needed unless
Jimmy wanna get right to the flesh.
Dancing on the dance floor, girl, it's you that I adore. Step off stage, just scream for more. Native tongue, got rhymes galore. Snap my fingers, make you mine. If not, I'll snap a second time. After that, I guarantee you will be standing next to me.
Fly, buddy.
Buddy,
don't you know you make me go nutty?
Nutty.
I'm so glad that you're not a fuddy-duddy.
Duddy.
Not too skinny and not too chubby.
Chubby.
Soft like silly putty. Miss Crabtree.
Crabtree.
I know that you're not mad at me. Cause
at
I told you that it was your buddy.
Buddy.
That was making me ever so horny. Jungleistically horny.
I won't lie. I love D-U-D-D-Y. Cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious.
Like a pig free buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even riff.
the dial. My buddy tossed to me for a while. Plug two is the
two to her tip.
On the A side of sometimes the flip.
Word up.
Buddy is the bud to my daisy tree. And the looting to my do-ray me. And the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three gets the whole cookie
behind the bush. My buddy likes the way that I push. And like a champ just knock it on out. Never at once selling out. My buddy helps me to
heal out my soul.
Keeping Jimmy in total control. Without Buddy, I'd be on a roll.
Now as the lady, I thought the jungle and quest of soul were just maybe. Give me the chance to say that I get crazy. Due to the fact I let Buddy amaze me. As a matter of fact, it crazes me in many ways. I decided that it was time for Moni love to say. That when it comes to the Buddy, you know that I don't play. Cause the meat chasing Buddy is the perfect way to spend the day.
From the soul, guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kind of clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that we're like Ethel Mace and Lucille McGillicuddy. You could be mine, and I could be your buddy.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long love unless Trino,
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare.
A fee?
Word to the D.
I don't beg.
I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said?
His buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said don't worry, cause I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is freak you.
You know what?
She freaked us.
I watched, and then I checked my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line, and that buddy was mine, oh my. Now when Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the clubs, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy start flocking in every brand.
Cause Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
In order to make his cave girl smile, he had to improve his whistle style.
Here he comes now.
It's very stimulating.
Oh, the dick, dick, dictionary is very necessary.
Should I squish it or catch it?
Whoosh. Even sounds fast, doesn't it?
Body stuff, man, it's driving me crazy.
Ooh, you share with moi ce soir?
Speak French to me, baby.
Ooh, j'arrête pas. Moi, je caresse ton body, toi, tu caresses mon kiwi.
Ooh, Jackson turns me on. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Moi non plus, je sais pas quoi dire. Toi, qu'est-ce que tu crois que tu veux dire?
Oh my God, what is that in your hand?
Ooh, tu sais que tu peux apprendre le français?
Wait a minute, what are you doing with that?
Je t'apprends juste le français. Attends, je vais peut-être faire plus pour toi.
Ay, Dios mío, yo no sé qué hacer.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
C'est qu'elle aime, je crois qu'elle aime ça. Ooh.
There's something about these French men out here today.
J'appelle ça buddy.
Buddy?
Ah oui, buddy, n'importe quand.
Let me tell you something. You can be my buddy anytime.
Yeah. Oh, my buddy. Oh, my buddy. Ah, welcome back to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You're listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I am your host, Remsterdam, Remy Benice, keeping it locked for the hour. If you'd like to call in and chime in, and would you like to hear me say the words, I told you so, in your face, you can call up at 718-928-9732. Because I'm petty like that. I am petty. This is my petty show. I could have told you this. I could have told you this a long time ago, but clearly I have a platform somewhere in the middle of a basement somewhere, but it's still a platform nonetheless, and I got to let you know about yourselves, all right? For all of you gave him a chance, for all of you talking about her emails, for all of you talking about Benghazi, you know what I'm saying? For all of you talking about the economy sucks, you know, for all of you talking about, you know, secret Muslims and everything, for all of you talking about all of that, you kiss my black ass all day long, every day. Every day, twice on Sundays, I keep it open at, till 10 o'clock on Sundays. So you can kiss my ass once again. That's right. You can kiss my ass in Jesus' name, I pray. That's right. I know. That sounds so wrong to say. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. All right? Because his actions validate exactly what I thought. Oh, I'm so happy to be right now. I don't care if the world is burning. Your fault, not mine. Your fault. Warned, you knew this, told you so, didn't want to hear it. Let's go over the cliff together, okay? But before we go over the cliff, I just want to say I told you so. A lot of us told you so. There's an I told you so cookout this weekend. It's going to be wonderful. A lot of y'all ain't invited. Everybody who didn't listen, whatever, we told you so. I would tell you where the cookout is, but you wouldn't listen to that either. So there you go. So I told you so, all right? Oh, I'm just going to keep it nice and petty today. There's no up. No, this is not the most uplifting show today. I do not care. I do not care. I do not care. All right. For those of you who wasted your time talking about economy and stuff and trash and blah, blah, blah. And Brock doesn't care about the blacks. He cares way too much about the blickety blickety blacks. This and that, whatever. Oh, the Democrats stole this and that. They're not cool, but I wanted Bernie, so I'm going to sit out. You lost. All of you, listen to the sound. Oh, that's the sound of the trumpets. That's right. Oh, boom. I told you, the trumpeteer. Listen to the sweet sound of the sadness that you put on. This clown. This clown. But it's not my fault. I did not do this to you. You did this to yourself. All right. You know, you could have had it nice. You could have had nice things. You really could have. It would have been okay. Could have been a little boring. You know what I'm saying? Nice things are sometimes boring. You know, have you ever really drank a glass of water before? Like, water can be very, very boring. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say, like, behold the beauty of the stillness of water. Stillness in water is very, very boring. Calm, crisp, clean, boring. But you don't like boring. You hate boring, don't you? And this guy's keeping it interesting. And this is what interesting looks like. Interesting could get you killed out here. There you go. So if you ready to die, congratulations. It's going down, people. Going down. On a serious note, I want to reflect on all the victims of last week's incident in Charlottesville, Virginia. Y'all did not deserve that. Nobody deserved that, including Heather Heyer. Rest in peace to Heather Heyer, who was one of the protesters protesting against what we call the white supremacist, alt-right, KKK, you name it, the basket of deplorables that nobody wanted to listen to because y'all motherfuckers did not want to just put it in your head that this motherfucker is a piece of shit. Why? I don't know. She told you. I'm not here... To say Hillary Clinton, you know, was right. I'm just saying she wasn't wrong, and I'm not saying she should be walking around wearing all white like it's her communion day or anything like that. No, like she running for office as a candidate had many flaws herself too. Yes, many flaws, but not like this. Oh shoot. Woo, man, I tell you right now, You ever felt so right sometimes? You just want to sit up on a like a porch and just sip slowly like a huge mason jar full of tea. You know what I'm saying? And watch everybody just come on by, just weep their tears, and as they weep, you just look away into the sunset. Like, well, you had your chance. You had your chance. All of y'all had your chance. Don't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear it. All right? But if you do wish to call in, please, by all means, I'll listen. I'll listen to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Talk that trash for a little bit, like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, where is Omarosa and blah, blah. I don't care where Omarosa is. I don't care where Ben Carson is. Ben Carson is asleep, all right? Don't talk to me about no Ben Carson. Ben Carson is asleep. That dude was sleeping when he was running for office. He's sleeping now, all right? That's why he ain't woke. You got to be awake to be woke. Ben Carson is asleep. Sleep at the wheel. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Like, well, we need to rise as a people. We don't need to rise at nothing, all right? Y'all had y'all chance, all right? So let's go over the cliff together, because clearly some of you can't have nice things. I know how to have nice things. You know, nice things take time. Nice things are boring sometimes. You know, you got to hold on to nice things for a little bit and then appreciate them in another season. But y'all motherfuckers, that's right. Y'all, you know who I'm talking to. Y'all motherfuckers. Oh, my God. Yes. And save me your, you know, but I wanted to vote for Bernie tears. Like, whatever. Y'all could have stopped this. Y'all could have stopped this. All right. We almost had a chance. We did. Had a chance. Y'all didn't want to listen, though. It's okay. See what happens when you don't want to listen. You know, they say cross on the green, not in between. Stop, drop, and roll. What, you think, like, it ain't sexy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, even the greatest dance Beyonce ever does starts with a two-step, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's basic, you know, just like, okay, how do we keep a democracy flowing? Well, we just don't let the madman in. Oh, shit, too late for that. Oh, well. I got nothing but I told you so's. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, I don't think he's racist. You don't think he's racist? I think he wears an all white silk pajama jam KKK all white knights in white satin set under his schlubby ass suit. Like, if you pull off that red tie is like a zipper. And if you, once you pull it off, like, boom, it exposes his Grand Dragon suit under there. That dude is everything that I thought he was and more. Like, yeah. And y'all did not see it. Man. I mean, really? Really? You didn't, you couldn't open your eyes and see this much? I mean, come on. Stevie Wonder took off his sunglasses and like, these motherfuckers, I can't believe they can't see this shit. Like, y'all was out here. Everybody told you so. Play tapes. Tapes. There was tapes of this dude acting a fool. No one wanted to listen. Everybody gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no. He can't be all that bad. Come on. It can't be all that bad. It's impossible. Look at I think I like the guy. You know, he seems swell. He seems like a upright, standing individual. No, he's a mouth breather. He's a mouth breather who stands on his hind legs. He's a 71-year-old mouth breather, stands on his hind legs, draft dodging like piece of trash, garbage. You should have known, and I told you all. I told you all. Yes. This is not the most uplifting show today. I do not care. I came to bask in the fact that I was right. And you were all idiots. All of you. Well, not all of you. There's a lot of us who knew. We saw it. So let's high five ourselves out there. You know what I'm saying? Say, there's a lot of us who saw this coming. You know. But the rest of y'all, the rest of y'all gave him a chance. The rest of y'all who's like, you know what, Omarosa might be onto something. You know, Kanye, well, you know what I'm saying? Kanye makes great music. That don't mean he made great choices. Look at his wife. I'm just saying, allegedly. Look, the point is, I told you so. That's all I'm going to say. Just going to keep saying it. Anyway, y'all keep it locked on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Special Ed. I got it made.
The highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, cause coolin' is all that I'm about. Just fooling with the girlies, yes, and busting it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made.
I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut. And my name is Special Ed and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An accountant to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made. I wanted gear, got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted leg, I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got cascade and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potatoed alligator souffle. I got it made.
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 I got it
made. And, and that was, the Brooklyn God, Special Ed, talking about I Got It Made. We all got it made, folks. We got it made with a bunch of white supremacists in the office of the White House, or as I like to call it, the Whiter House, because it's the whitest house we've ever been into. That's right. It's pure white now. That's right. Steve Bannon, 45 Savage, Miller. But like, it doesn't matter. The Whiter House. Shout out to all the Whiter House. All the fans of the Whiter House. Eh? There you go. Oh, that's the sound of the trumpet. That's the sound of the little El Trumpito. Good times. Good times. I don't know. Anyway. We keep the lock here. If you'd like to call in, you call in 718-928-9732. I'll be taking your calls at the top of the hour. Just jumping on Facebook Live just for a little bit, just see what you're going on out there. Nothing much is going on. Anyway, hey Facebook Live, what's going on? If you'd like to call in so I could tell you all I told you so, please, by all means, I'll be here. Boom. Or you can call in at 718-928-9732. It is what it is. Hope all is well. For all those who are fearing for the worst, It's okay. It's going to get a little worse, but we're going to be all right. Told you we're going to be all right. All right. Stop being so scared. All right. Like, but the orange stranger with small hands. I told you he was dangerous. Told you this man was dangerous. Yeah. Just because you got money don't mean you're smart. I mean, MC Hammer had about $70 million at one time in a year or something. Blew it all away. I'm just saying, he had money. Doesn't necessarily mean he was smart. You know, like, it is what it is. You know, I mean, like, some of the greatest crooks come while I'm wearing suits. People need to remember that. You know, you got to look at Bernie Madoff. Think about that. Bernie Madoff went, possibly pulled off the greatest Ponzi scheme in the history of business. I mean, outside of like the insurance industry, which is another Ponzi scheme within itself. But whatever, we're not even going to talk about that. But Bernie Madoff, you know, I mean, he wasn't rocking like, you know, like truck jewelry, friggin' like herringbone chains and tracksuits. No, he came through. You know what I'm saying? Rocking the Brooks Brothers. That's right. Talking that talk, walking that walk, you know, going around having, fancy drinks in Montauk, Long Island and everything. What? And he made off with people's money. He made off. Like, it's in his name. He made off with your money. That's right. Anyway. Oh, yeah. But regardless of all the Trump talk, I told you so's. I'm not beneath saying the words, I told you so. Everybody needs, like, for everybody who's like me out there who just wants to be petty, by all means, today is the day to just be petty and just say, I told you so. Just walk around and be, I told you. Go out there, you know what I'm saying? For all the people that you warned them. You warned them about anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told you that girl wasn't right. Like, I told you he was cheating behind your back. Like, oh, I told you don't buy that house. Oh, I told you that job was trash. You know what I'm saying? You should walk up to them right now and just keep saying, I told you so. Just told you so. Even if they, that decision may or may not have worked out, regardless, just say, I told you so. Today is an I told you so day. This is my I told you so day. Ah, feels so good on an I told you so day. Might go make a sandwich with a whole lot of avocados just because. Because after saying I told you so many times, it kind of builds up a really big hunger in me and everything. So, boom. Boom. Shout out to my cousin Maya. How you doing? Boo. Love you. How's everybody? Didn't Jojo? Jojo! Anyway, I told you so. This dude is going to try to get us all killed. I'm not sure. Somewhere between a civil war or a nuclear explosion. You take your bet. I'm not sure which one is going to... I'm not sure how he's going to try to get us killed. But somehow, some way, you can't leave the baby in the house. You know what I'm saying? And with lit matches, you know, and like 5 gallons of gasoline by himself. You leave a baby alone doing that, like, bad things are going to happen. And he is a baby, a 71-year-old orange, sad-haired baby. Sad. And he's going to get us all killed. Somehow. I'm not sure how. Like, my money is on probably he's going to build a some super duper long oil pipeline that goes through all 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. I don't know how he's going to get that pipe out to Hawaii, but it's going to happen. And somehow that pipe shall burst and it shall ruin all the water in the United States. And we will have to, like, forage water somehow. And then all of us are going to be trying to get to Mexico because they have the purest water for some reason. I know. Mexican water, pure, whatever. But it's going to happen because this dude is going to try to get us all killed. Somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. You know? That's right. And that's not fake news. You know, that's real talk. That's real talk right there. All right? Anyway. Told you so. Oh, man. People say you shouldn't, you shouldn't gloat when you're right and everything like that. That's bullshit. You should, like, if you're right, if you're right and you got it, you hit it on the head, you know, like, you should take time and pat yourself on the back, and run around in circles like you just hit like 4 home runs in a row. Cause told you so. I like none of, I'm people in, let me tell you something. I'm black in America. Seen some things, not everything. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen like, you know, like I haven't lived in the days of the Tuskegee Airmen or something like that. So I didn't see many things. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen just enough, you know? So it is what it is. So there's a couple things that happened with regard to from the time that November 8th election to about Saturday during the press conference. Between that time and this Saturday that just passed, I was like, you know what? Pretty much everything's come to fruition that I've heard of, that some of the elders have told me, and this makes perfect sense. This dude is going to try to kill us all. I'm telling you right now, you know, and some of y'all still protecting him. As like the memes say, don't let this man get you in situations that your ass can't help you. You know what I'm saying? Because these hands will be laid upon you and this foot will be in your ass. Like, this dude is going to try to get us all killed. I'm just saying, everybody needs to calm down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Drink a little water, you know, count to 10, do something. You know, listen to little Bruno Mars. I don't know what you need to do, but you need to focus, you know, because this dude he's dangerous. That's all I have to say. He's dangerous. This dude's going to get us killed. Oh, my God. Before he gets us killed, though, he should bring back the mooch just for the sake of comic relief and everything like that. I think we need to get at least a little mooch action, like some mooch and some spicy. Just so that we don't concentrate on the fact that how dumb this moron is. Oh, my God. Gonna get us killed. Anyway, hold on, radio folks. I'm going to log off from Facebook Live for a second. Hey, Facebook Live, if you want to listen to the rest of the radio show, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'll be here till the top of the hour. Boom. We'll be talking stuff about I Told You So. This is the I Told You So show. This dude's going to try to get us all killed. You see, people were going in the streets talking about, you know, black people really don't understand what's going on, blah, blah, blah. He can't be all that bad. Told you so. Told you so. This dude, he may not be the grand dragon, but he's the little dragon. He ain't the last dragon. No. But he's the little dragon. He's the orange dragon. That's what he is. He's the orange dragon of the KKK. He's the first colored member of the KKK, that orange motherfucker. I tell you, he's going to try to get us all killed. I do not know how. I told you, but it's coming soon. It's coming soon. You know, some of y'all going to get killed in these streets thinking y'all can walk around with tiki torches and be badasses, and you're going to get slapped down one or two times, and it's going to be over with. Like, put down that tiki torch. What? I don't care if you got a Costco card. Put that down. What is wrong with you? Jeez, we tried to tell you. Yes. We tried to tell them. Oh, my God. Yo, people need to understand that, people speak scream out of fear. And then some people are just saying, like, hey, you know, if you're going to listen to me, I think this is not necessarily a good idea. They're like, well, we need to do something different. Eight years of Obama. That was boring. Like, safety is boring. Like I was telling people, safety is boring. Water is boring. But water, like, what your body's made up is, what, 70% of water? Water is good for you. You are water. If you're boring, oh, well. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't necessarily mean you should fill your body up with, like, you know what I'm saying, like 2 gallons worth of whiskey tonight, you know, just to change it up. No. Bad idea. We tried to tell you, man. Oh. Whew. But it's okay. Told you so. I don't need, and the thing is, for all these folks out here who got money and talking about, well, I'm going to go go downstairs in my little tank and everything like that. Me and the folks, we saved our money and bought something for $400,000 and we're going to be living way in this bomb shelter. Whatever. That ain't nothing going to save you, man. Ain't going to save you. Because you know why? We'll find you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to find you. I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, dude, can you get some spam? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, man. I got nothing but laughter for y'all. I'm going to sip my twisted tea on the porch as you cry, as you walk past talking about, but what do we do now? Nothing. We do nothing. You know why? Because I told you so. Listen to the sound of the trumpet in the background. That's the sound of the loser trumpet. Because y'all motherfuckers did not want to listen. You know?
But we wanted Bernie.
Shut up. Shut your mouths. All right? You go with the team you have. Go with the team you got, not with the team you want. Okay? Could have told you. Could have just fixed this. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. You know, it's almost, it reminds me of this one time I remember when I was going, I went to Catholic school, and this one girl, she went to, she was buying stuff in the same store. I was getting my pants, and she was screaming at her mom, like, I don't want to wear this dress. It looks ugly. And her mom was like, look, we're going to take it home. I'll fix it. She's like, no, you can't fix this. Blah, I want this dress. And I'm like, you know what? You're an idiot. Your mom's a seamstress. She can fix this. My thing is, look. There's a couple of things that Hillary Clinton isn't, she isn't, but she damn sure isn't Donald Trump. And all we were just saying is like, just take the little pantsuit. We can fix things later. You can't fix no white supremacist. You can't. It's in him. It's in there. You morons, you dick faces, and enjoy the balls in your mouth. All of you, especially you, Omarosa. I'm talking to you. There you go. You'll never, never, ever come to the cookout ever again, Omarosa. You too. Never come to the, never, ever. No more cookouts for Omarosa. And like, if you know her personally, I don't care. You tell a black ass, no more cookouts ever, ever. I don't care if she's 65 on the corner and she's got like, you know, like a direct line, to every sweet potato pie plantation from here to Tangiers. I do not care. No, nothing for Omarosa. Ever. Ever again. That woman's garbage. You are beneath me. Beneath me, I tell you. Whatever. Ben Carson asleep. Once again, Ben Carson. You know what I'm saying? How you going to be woke when you sleep, Ben Carson? You can't be woke. You never be woke, Ben Carson. Like someone wake up Ben Carson. Hello? Dr. Ben, where you at? Ben! Man, I'll tell you, you folks, too hilarious. Too much. It's too much. Too much. All of y'all. The Honorable Omarosa. First of all, she was at the National Association of Black Journalists, and she was calling herself the Honorable Omarosa. Honorable what? I mean, you're not, first of all, last time I checked, you ain't no judge. You know what I'm saying? Honorable what? I don't get it. You're not... And you're not an elected official, so we can't call you Her Honor or His Honor or whatever. Honorable what? What? I do not get it. I do not get it. You know, some of y'all highfalutin Negroes, like, really need to get slapped down. I'm just saying. Woo! Man. And then she started crying her tears. Yeah. Goes back to something one of my mentors told me a long time ago. Yeah, you can, there are certain jobs that you should not take in your life. You know what I'm saying? Because you will have to answer, because you will have to one day shave your face and look in the mirror and ask yourself, can I look at myself in the face and shave myself without cutting myself? Because this is this job is god awful. Because if I have to put people out their homes and everything like that, whatever, garbage. Let's see. Elon says, read a statement that he put out today. I have not read the statement that 45 Savage put out today. I'm just saying, like, you know, nothing surprises me. I'm telling you, look, like, he came out on Saturday acting a fool, came out on Monday and tried to clean it up, and then came back out again on Tuesday and is like, no, chill, son, nah, I stand by my. First of all, he's the worst gangster rapper in the history of gangster rap, because he wants to do is spit freestyles. You know what I'm saying? They want him to, like, you know what I'm saying, just read, like, read off the teleprompter and everything like that. They want him to be like Drake. You know what I'm saying? Get him a bunch of ghostwriters and everything, you know, keep it chill. You know what I'm saying? They got some of the best best generals on working in the background, trying to keep him on lock. And he's like, nah, chill, son. Fuck that. It's like, what? I'm Trump. Heil Hitler. That's right. He said it. Oh, Ben Carson had a statement? I did not read Ben Carson's statement. Did Ben Carson wake up and make a statement? Oh my God. Hold on. Ben! Where you at? Someone called Ben. Ben, the two of us need look no more. Oh my God. Is Ben Carson awake? Oh my God. Ben Carson? Oh man. Like, I'm shocked that that 45 Savage hasn't called out on Ben and Omarosa. Like, look, I love black people. Ben, Omarosa, come on out here. Come on, do that shmoney dance that you showed me in the office the other day. I love this. Watch this dance. Watch them dance. Dance, damn it. Dance. Quicker. Jeez. Oh, my God. No, I've not read the Ben Carson statement. I'm sure it's full of trash and sadness and whatever. I got no time for no Ben Carson. And is he a genius or doctor? Yeah. That don't necessarily mean he should have been a politician, you know? Okay, let me explain what I mean by it. Look, I love Shaq. Shaq, like Shaquille O'Neal is one of the most dominant players of all times. At his highest point when he was playing basketball, the argument used to be like this. Outside of Shaquille O'Neal, who's the best player in the league? You see, that's the most respect that you can give somebody, you know what I'm saying, when you're talking about them. Within their field, you know what I'm saying? Their chosen field. Boom. He was great. However, Shaq also went on to like put out some rap albums. Ooh, you know, and they were okay. You know what I'm saying? And now, were they better than the Kobe albums? Yes, I'll give Shaq that much. Shaq was a better rapper than Kobe. Shaq whoops Kobe's ass all day long on the rap albums with the Fu Schnickens, with Shaq Fu. I'll give him that much, but he learned his lesson. He was like, nah, we good. You know what? I'm gonna stick to the court. I gotta get some championships. You know what I'm saying? That's what you gotta do. Oh, Ben and his wife, him and his singing wife. Did she sing? The comment? I wish she sang the statement out and everything like that. We are not coons. We are not coons. We are not coons. I'm like, girl, you better sit down. I swear to God. Oh. I am sick and tired of them. Yo, enough. The coon train must stop. That's right. Yeah, I'm putting out family business. I don't care. That's right. I despise black people call the black people coons, but sometimes you just got to, especially on days when I say, I told you so. Oh, my God. The worst. The worst behavior. Oh, my God. Dr. Ben Carson and your wife. Y'all go back to sleep now. You know what? Hey, if anybody knows where Dr. Ben Carson is and his wife and Omarosa, if y'all could just sit them all down on one couch and go out there, go get yourself a nice teacup. I suggest you go get like the oolong tea, pour it in the teacup, all right, and get yourself one of these slender silver spoons, all right, and get about two, I would say, okay, two cubes of sugar and just keep stirring. Just keep stirring and then put all those motherfuckers back to sleep. That's right. Put them back to sleep. Because the thing is, they do nothing for us while they're awake. Put them back in their sunken place. They seem to be so much happier there. I have no time. Got no time for sunken place Negroes at all. None of y'all. Y'all got to go. All of y'all. I do not want to hear it. You know? Like, that goes for everybody who wants to hate Kaepernick, too. Like, Kaepernick told you. He told you so. Oh, my God. Colin! Oh, the trumpet done sounded. I tell you, yeah, how many times do people got to say I told you so out here? Jeez. What do you think? Would you think we're just being militant to be militant? Motherfucker, please. Like, most of us got, like, freaking, Amazon Fire Sticks in our house. We could just be chilling up in the house just watching shows. Like, no, we're trying to do this for the babies in the future. Are you kidding me? Could have told y'all. I could have told you. But no one wanted to believe. Like, no, he can't be a white supremacist. I mean, he doesn't even come to all the meetings. He doesn't have to. Oh, my God. The worst. Anyway, that was fun. Folks, I love you all. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick, wherever you are. And like Colin Kaepernick, we're going to talk about you for a second. Hold on for a second. I got to get my bearings. Colin Kaepernick. You know, for every week, Colin Kaepernick took a knee for, 16 weeks plus the preseason. So preseason runs for, four games? So about 20 weeks or so, and then there's a bye week. So he took the knee about 20 times. For 20 times within the 20 weeks that everybody was so pissed off and angry and this and that, and why is he doing that? He hates the troops. I'm going to tell you who hates the troops. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to send these troops over to North Korea, and things might get bloody. We might lose some folks because we don't want to use soft diplomacy. That's right. People hate the word soft. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you got to use diplomacy. Diplomacy soft. I don't want to talk to them. We need to bury them. We need to bury them to the ground. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Unless you got a gun and you're on the front line, or you've ever held a gun and you've worn a uniform for this country, you shut your mouth. Those people are doing dangerous work out there. You know, shout out to all the troops. Like, they do dangerous work out there. It is, like, I find it very irresponsible that this dude, is in charge, you know, in charge of putting people in harm's way. Man, out your mind. Y'all out your motherfucking mind. Oh, and that's why I'm okay with saying the words, "I told you so." I'm okay with it. I told you so. You know, this is the I Told You So show. You know, it's brought to you by my ass that you can kiss all day long. If you have a problem with that, you can call me up at 718-928-9732. I do not care. I do not care. Oh, good times. I'm gonna play a little Sister Nancy. We're gonna come on back in a little bit. It's like, it's gonna be wonderful. I do not care. Do not care about your platitudes and everything like that. Give them a chance. There's no more chances. We're done. All right. We're about to hit some rage. Right. Tell him, Nancy. Keep it locked.
Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, Nancy, if you understand. They might talk about me ambition. Say what make who they might talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them no, it's from creation. I told them no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, ayo, what a bam. Long down the list, sister, not to make your bad song.
a bum bum. Yes, a bum bum indeed, Nancy. Tell them about the bum bum, Nancy. That's right. The bum bum them. You know, shout out to me. I, man, if this is possibly the most selfish show I think I've ever done. I'm going to call this I Told You So. I think this is the I Told You So show. I don't care. I don't think I've spoken about anything all day long except for, like, just being right. Oh, my God. You know what? I just want to fart and just sniff it all, knowing that that fart is righteous indignation, I tell you. I knew it. Told y'all about your asses, but nobody wants to listen. All right. Anyway, as we wind down this hour, I want to thank you all. Shout out to all of the listeners and the people on our shout out to all the people who came in on Facebook Live and watched me. Appreciate that. Shout out to all my friends and all the enemies. Shout out to all you sad bastards who really think that this dude's going to change. Nothing I can do for you. All right. Take your sad tears and kick rocks, motherfucker. Kick rocks all day long. All right. All right. Anyway, boom. If you want to see me, I'll probably be at Eastville Comedy Club sometime. Maybe Saturday or the week after that. Or sometimes at Creek in the Cave. Such a lovely place to get up and do stand up. I wish everybody well out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to be all right. We are going to be all right, you know, but we got to hold everybody accountable. You know what I'm saying? Enough of the bullshit. All of y'all. All right. Anyway, my name is Rem. Y'all been a blessing. I'll see y'all sometime next week. All right. Boom. All right. Keep it positive. And, boom. And, if you see me on the street, you know, say what's up. If you don't know who I am, leave me the hell alone, you know, whatever. Nah, I'm kidding. All right. Like, hey, I don't do free hugs. All right. All my hugs are about $1.55. So there you go. All right. I love you all. Have a wonderful week. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody. That's early Kwanzaa. All right. Later.
Cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing it's gone. Potholes in my lawn. I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause eyes has now pardoned on laws of privacy. Thieving paws are after my right to see. I presume that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheet. Oh, why hell does it send up fleets of evil doers through the big hole to get the evil doers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plachia and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, cause we come down with a case of potholes.